I've been watching my children parent. I think 93% of modern parenting is keeping your child away from your smartphone.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I have been called a parenting expert by people who haven't read my book, I Used to Have Answers, Now I Have Kids. Truth is, I've raised three kids from cradle to adulthood. So today, here's the first installment of Ask Papa Phil, in which I attempt to answer your parenting questions. Question one, how do I change a diaper? This clearly was asked by a man. Fear not, guys, I've changed hundreds of diapers, or at least six or seven of them. So here is Phil's 10-step diaper plan. Number one, put clothespin on nose. If no clothespin is available, try a hazardous materials coverall, one of those impermeable whole-body garments. This may be the closest you'll come to looking like an astronaut. Number two, if the baby is a boy, be extra cautious when opening the diaper. It can be like walking past a sprinkler head. Before you know it, you'll have to change yourself. Number three, use a little wipey thing. Four, adjust clothespin if necessary. Number five, spread diaper in the position of a baseball diamond with you at bat. Number six, fold down second base to home plate. Number seven, set baby on pitcher's mound. Eight, bring first base and third base together. Nine, pin first and third to home plate. Number 10, in case of rain, call the game and buy Pampers. Question 2, why do babies cry? Babies cry for several reasons. They cry because their parents are just about to fall asleep, or the game is just about to start. They cry because they're hungry, tired, have a full diaper, or an older sibling has put a bean in their nose. Sometimes a baby just wants to be held. Some babies cry because of colic. This is a word the experts use that means, we have no idea why your baby is screaming. Whatever the case, hang in there, mom or dad. This season will pass. In about 10 years, you'll be sleeping like a baby, waking every 30 minutes and yelling. Question number 3, what should I feed my baby? You guys out there, avoid feeding your child ice cream, chocolate, and Coca-Cola. When I was a kid, there was a popular Coke ad with a picture of a mother holding her grinning baby. The caption said, "For a better start in life, start Coke early." This produced an entire generation of people who could remember the words to country songs but little else. So stick with mama's milk. Slowly add solids. One of my granddaughters drank something called formula, and today she's happy and healthy. But your wife knows this stuff. Encourage her, would you? On a more serious note, I've had parents ask me, how do I get my kids to love Jesus? Well, the truth is, you can't. I know fantastic parents whose children have chosen another path. Our job isn't to raise godly kids, it's to be godly. Here are 3 things that can help. Number 1, go ahead and laugh. A childhood friend of mine had somber-faced parents who thought that the fruit of the Spirit was lemons. I'm glad he's still my friend, but he has no use for faith quite yet. Wholesome laughter shows that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Number 2, model God's love. We want our kids to love Jesus. Let's love him first. Let's be real. Let love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control characterize our lives. Number 3, pray for those kids. Commit to praying every day. Wherever we are, let's trust God and thank him for his grace. We could all stand to kneel a little longer. Thanks for tuning in. If you have questions, I'd love to hear them. I may even attempt an answer in an upcoming episode. Until then, you dads, remember that parenting requires lots of love, a good sense of humor, and no sense of smell.
It may sound early to plan a winter retreat in 2020, but now is the time to make sure your spot is guaranteed for the 2020 Laugh Again Southern Caribbean Cruise. We've added a couple of extra days to this trip, so join us February 7th to 16th, 2020, for 9 days aboard Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas. Check it out at laughagain.ca or in the US at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.